and deeply committed to her calling to pastoral ministry. A warm and generous person with a ready smile. Our paths crossed only from time to time, I must say, but she became and remained a good friend. As you know, before she came into the ministry, she worked as a computer specialist, and she brought those gifts with her when she became a presbyter. And I can personally recall the help she readily gave on many occasions when I couldn't make my computer do my bidding, or when it was telling me to do something that I was not for. I phoned up, and the response was always welcoming, with an assurance it was no trouble, and I was to feel free to call again. And of course, the advice always worked. And I don't suppose for a moment I was the only one. Those IT skills she also brought us with her to the editorship of the Edinburgh Review, putting articles online, and to many other things that she did. And she deployed her understanding of the field in her big lecture of 2010 on the Bible in a digital age. It was appropriate that she should have won the editorship of the Review for, as we have heard, one of her greatest contributions to the church was in the realm of theology. Faith and Order Committee, World Methodist Council, Oxford Institute of Methodist Theological Studies, in the international dialogue between Methodists and the Salvation Army, as a teacher of theology for the Southeast Institute for Theological Education, and as a writer. And theology mattered to her because God mattered supremely, so getting God right was important. That passion for truth that made her, on occasions, a hard person to argue against. A theologian, and specifically a Methodist theologian, Methodist theology and practice are the context of her published work. Is it 7 books? By my count, in 7 years, some in collaboration with others. But the theology and the Methodism were simply the outworkings of the fundamental calling to be a minister of word and sacrament and to give pastoral care to the churches entrusted to her. I saw her in action in that context, I think, only twice. The numbers attending her funeral service bear witness to that ministry. She longed that all, old and young alike, should grow in the knowledge and love of God. She was in the long line of those John Wesley enrolled as his helpers in mission and in the care and oversight of God's people. It was fitting that the emblems of her ministry, stole and Bible, should adorn her coffin on her last journey. It is as a faithful presbyter that I think she will most want to be remembered. There was more besides, of course. Those closest to her could say much more. But on this public occasion, it is for the public person especially that we offer our thanks to.